gathered together from the cosmic reaches of the universe. Here in this great hall of justice are the most powerful forces of good ever assembled, dedicated to truth, justice, and peace for all mankind.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dad Time Out Show.
Here we are, episode 3.
Don't be nervous.
The Dad Time Out Show.
Right.
At Dad Time Out Show on Twitter. Can I just give a Twitter update?
Absolutely.
Please.
We have tens of listeners.
Ten.
Tens of followers on the Twitter.
Awesome.
Actually, we did very well with our first episode, so thank you for listening. Yeah. It was surprising. It really was. I mean, I know we have our friends, family, cousins, sisters, wives, neighbors that listen, but it was a lot of fun. So we are recording 3 tonight. Two will be released shortly, for those of you who care. And welcome back, everybody. Hey, gentlemen, how are you?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Awesome.
All right, let's work our way around the table. Let's not get into the big the kid breakdown, but I'm sitting here with 3 other dads. Between us, we have 13 children,
12.
I believe was last count.
12.
Oh, it didn't grow.
Did you really have one since?
All right. I'm MK. I'll be your tour guide for this episode. We're going to be talking about being hangry. We're going to go through our dad jokes, which turned out to be a very fun segment last time. We'll go through parent tweets. We'll do smart articles from smart people. And we'll also see if we have a new champion of the parent quiz. Ben.
Unlikely.
Might be unthroned, but we'll
unlikely.
See.
Unlikely.
Let's make our way around the triangle here.
I'm Mark. I got 4 kids.
Much better.
Much better
than
there you go.
Last time.
Yeah. Less confusing.
I'm Benjamin, and I still got 3 kids. Yeah,
still quiet talker too. Still quiet.
Oh, was that nice? I like to lure you in.
I'm Chris. I'm a father of 2 daughters.
And we just met Ben's lovely daughters, who were both in mermaid regalia as we made our way through the mansion.
Not by choice.
Over here in Northern California, into our authentic garage.
It's soundproofed though. Soundproofed garage.
Except the last time we had rain.
That's true, man.
It is also rainproof. We do not get wet. Guys, I'm ready to go. Let's get this started. Let's get right into our dad jokes, and let's have some fun. You ready?
Yeah, lay it on us.
You got it.
Let's go.
It's time for dad jokes.
All right. Dad joke number 1. Now, I didn't have a source this week because I don't know if you guys know this, but I coached my Little League team. And then I kind of assistant coach softball, too, for my boy and my girl. So we spend a lot of time on bases hanging out, and we tell jokes, and they come with some pretty good ones. So I did not go to the Twitter this week. This came straight from Little Leaguers.
From the diamond.
straight from the diamond.
Fantastic.
This one had me smiling because as he told it to me, a line drive was hit his way, and we had to duck out of the way. But the joke was worth it. What did the pirate say when he turned 80? What did the pirate say when he turned 80?
What did he say, Mike?
It's a tough one.
I'm 80.
I'm 80.
I'm 80.
I get it.
Yes.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That 4 out of 5 dad stars. Or
I'd give it a lower score.
I'm not going to say I'm the goof-off coach, but...
You're the goof-off coach.
Probably the goof-off coach there.
Yeah, I submitted a credential picture with me in a tuxedo from a show because it was the only thing I could find. So here I am in this like Little League official, everybody's like ball coachy. And I have a big old me in a tuxedo on my credential.
A little cummerbund. Rocking a cummerbund.
It's like, are you the driver?
Cummerbund.
Was it a ruffled shirt? A ruffled
chauffeur?
Tux shirt?
No, it wasn't, Mark. Thanks for asking, though.
You're welcome.
All right, now this comes from the softball side, and this joke was from the second baseman. What time did the man go to the dentist? What time did the man go to the dentist?
No, I know.
It's not softball related.
It's not softball. Oh, I thought it was a softball.
It's not softball related.
Oh, no. You lost me.
Okay, one more time.
What time did the man go to the dentist? 2:30.
Oh, that one's a little better. I like that one more.
I'd give that a four out of five.
That was really good. These are kids.
I love
four
it.
Timeouts really. On that one.
These aren't coming from professional Twitter dads and moms.
This is amateurs.
I love it.
Coming from the softball diamond.
From the youth of the bay.
This is one of the first jokes that I ever heard coming out of my own family. So please rate this one highly.
Yes.
As our children are now listening to our podcast. Except Nepotism. Ben, he's not comfortable sharing yet. Mark and I.
I wasn't listening to you. What? Say that again?
My kids wanted to listen to it again.
Yes.
So.
That's very fun. How do you make a Kleenex dance?
Do you really want to?
You know it, Ben?
You put a little boogie in it.
That is correct. A little
boogie. Yes. Wow, man.
I knew that one.
Fantastic.
Got that true dad.
It's great, right?
Yeah, I love
that's
that one.
One.
That's 5 out of 5.
Hey, excellent. Whoever came with that one
not bad.
Deserves a
that
raise.
That would be my oldest.
Allowance.
Yay.
Give her a nice round right there. So that's our dad joke of the day. How do you make a Kleenex dance? Put a little boogie in it.
Yeah.
And you can take that one, have it, use it. Use it at parties. Use it at the coffee roastery. Use it at the Phoenix.
Or at the other. Oh, at the Phoenix. With the plug there. Nice.
Yeah, open a meeting with it.
Very well done.
Hi, everybody. I'm here to show you some charts, but.
First.
But first, what time did I have to go to the dentist?
Right.
When my 2:30 appointment arrived.
I'll use that at our softball practice.
There you go.
Fair enough. And you'll be the coach. All right, it's time for the parent tweets of the week. We get these from Twitter, obviously, because they are tweets. Very funny people, much funnier than we are. All right, here we go. This is from @EddieHarris216. Every time we dads do something great for our kids, another pocket appears on our cargo shorts.
Oh, nice.
Right?
Ed Harris.
Yes.
Eddie Harris came. Think about it. Did you actually maximize your cargo shorts until you had children? Oh, we're talking the East Bay hipsters here?
No.
All the tech bros are wearing cargo shorts.
Are they back?
No, but I would have...
They never were.
No, they were in.
We're talking about dads.
Dude? That's dad standard uniform.
Dad standard uniform.
Yeah. Cargo shorts.
SOP.
Oh, yeah,
it's like when you've relinquished all style.
80% of my wardrobe is cargo.
Pure function.
I feel you, MK. A diaper in another
exactly, pocket. Pure function.
Your what phone? Are you going to do? Carry like the little...
Fanny pack. Just...
Whoa, no.
Fanny pack and cargo shorts.
How dare you?
What? You're making fun of cargo shorts and you just rolled out.
Cross the line, sir.
Why don't you go visit Yosemite and take some pictures?
I've seen it.
And that's Oakland. Temescal. You're back to the fanny packs back too, man.
Yeah.
Gold ones?
Heck yeah.
We're different sides of the coin.
I'm with you
Chris
there,
and I are cargo fans.
Or your Fall Raven backpack. It's all the craze. You know, Fall Raven. I'd love to see you in a Fall Raven backpack. They're nice. They're teeny, man. You just shove it all in your Fall Raven backpack.
No. Cargo shorts. One-stop shopping. All right. Parent tweet number two.
Bulging pockets.
I can't seem to find an emoticon of a woman silently weeping next to a pile of unfolded laundry. That comes to us from, is my good name, @MomTruthBomb.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, that's hard to beat.
Come on, we all feel that.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Laundry, endless in my house. It's just, you start with one, by the time you get to the third kid, the first kid's already got the next batch.
Oh, yeah. Just
I wear clothes.
Yeah.
I like them washed. My wife's I can never do correctly.
I
mismanage that. So I'm left out of that loop.
Special instructions for those things.
Oh, I wash everything. I do everybody's laundry.
Oh, wow. All right.
Dang.
Yeah.
My biggest pet peeve is when they mix them together, and then it's like, I don't mind the tiny stuff because I think it's kind of fun. You're like, they're only going to wear this once, but... When it's all mashed together and my kids are similar sizes and I can't figure out what's the girls and what's the boys, that's when I go crazy.
Oh, the sorting.
Yes.
You buy with that in mind. When you do the laundry, you buy clothes with the sortation process in mind.
There's only one type of sock that we have in our
you
family.
Wear Nike, say, you wear Nike, you wear Adidas.
Dude, we were thinking about a sock bucket, like just mix and match. Don't match ever.
See, you're the opposite extreme. See, you're just like, it doesn't matter if they match.
You will
I'm
never
like, every sock in the house
win.
Will match.
No,
and you don't have to sort.
You will never win that. I'm talking sock bucket. You reach in there, you get a pink one, you get a green one. It's what
it
is.
What happens to the socks that disappear? There must be a land somewhere.
That's
another show.
Okay.
That's a whole other thing.
Ben's bucket.
I agree with Mom Truth Bomb, though. If there was a weeping little guy,
oh, totally.
That would be me on a Monday after a sports weekend of just trail of laundry.
Oh.
At Mom Truth Bomb takes it home. All right, tweet number three. Scientific studies prove that kids will take more time picking a prize than adults will spend deciding if they want to have kids. Oh. That comes from at CheeseBoy22.
Wow.
Oh, come on.
It's a whoopee cushion. Just pick it.
Just pick the little just rubber jack and the ball.
It's aspiring, for Christ's
sake.
Have
a piece of the gum.
Right, right.
You don't have enough points for the Xbox because you were only playing the arcade game.
I could have bought an Xbox, though. It was $48 in tickets we just spent on that whoopee cushion, right?
Ben?
You guys are making this all sound ominous. I'm not there yet. I'm just like, man, I'm never going to Chuck E. Cheese.
All right. At Eddie Harris 216, at Mom Truth Bomb, at Cheeseboy 22. Great job, everybody. Let's give a nice round of applause.
That's right.
Twitter tweet to the week.
Hey, what are those sounds? Bird sounds.
All right, guys, so this one's called Smart Articles by Smart People. We actually look at normal publications and kind of take an article that touches bases with all of us. And because we all have kids at different ages and different stages, you know, these are all kind of come across the board. I found this really interesting. It came from Psychology Today, and we're just getting into the throes of it at our house with my oldest, who's 10, and my middle, who's 7. And the topic is
sibling rivalry.
This gentleman, he breaks down what he thinks, 5 different causes of sibling rivalry, and what he says kind of filters out of parents and workplaces and relationships down to the kids, and that's how to either diffuse situations or why they're doing certain things, and that's the smart part of the article. But how do you deal with it? We are just getting in the throes of it, like I said. And we kind of do the breakups, the separations. How much is it natural to you guys where you know that they're just going to poke this one or poke this one, or he got the bigger Pop-Tart, I got the first Pop-Tart? How are your kids with it, Mark? And then we can kind of go through everybody.
Oh, it's super challenging. Even the 3-year-old is totally in the throes of it. One of the things I thought was interesting, which we are doing, that the article mentioned, is staggering bedtimes. The older one goes to bed later. The younger ones go to bed earlier. It's seen as a fairness issue.
I like that.
You know, I thought that made a lot of sense to try and, you know, and which we're doing. A lot of it is trying to spend time with the kids individually so they all feel like they're getting enough individual parent time as possible, which is, that helps diffuse some of it. But, you know, if you stick all 3 kids in the back of the car, you're going to get poking, you're going to get annoyance. And then, you know, tattling on each other is also a big part of the whole sibling rivalry thing, which you really can't get away from. You know, especially, you know, my 8-year-old she's going to be a district attorney or a police officer or something, because just of how she, you know, it's all about fairness, and that's good. I mean, you know, but anyway, so.
How about you, Ben?
How are we dealing with it?
Or do you have it?
Oh, big time.
Okay.
Yeah, so the 8 and the 5-year-old are at it a lot. I'm actually reading a book right now about it, and I'm trying to remember anything from it. Siblings Without Rivalry?
Yes. So it's working.
That's
huh?
a good book.
It's not the book, trust me. It's me. There's no room left in there. So, but I'm trying to think about the takeaways I got from that one. I think the takeaway that I got is more about addressing it when it goes down, which is, you know, minute by minute. And so instead of like punishing the person who the guilty party, address the victim, so to speak. So, like, you know, Daisy hits Josie. Don't go, Daisy, don't hit your sister. Say, Josie, I'm so sorry that your sister hit you. Are you all right? I'm sorry. Are you all right? I'm sorry. I love you. And Daisy's like, hold on a second. Where's my, I'm supposed to be getting attention because I'm, you know what I mean? So, like, addressing the one that was hurt or wronged, and that will somehow psychologically like bring that them around.
It's the negative attention thing that you want to avoid.
The negative attention. Yeah, the negative attention. So more, and I've been practicing that. That's like I said, that's the only thing I can remember from the book right now.
There's a lot of cartoons in the book.
There were.
There were, yeah. Yeah. No, that's a good book.
Pretty good ones. I got lost in the cartoons. I skipped ahead and read
those.
I
like
the
pictures.
I like the pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, I like the pictures.
And then yeah. I started Diary of a Wimpy Kid and I got lost.
It's like no, but it is. It's exactly like that.
Those pictures are diary. That's.
Siblings,
you
good parenting reading.
No, I agree with both of y'all because I'm finding with my middle that there's definitely a clamor for attention.
That's it, mostly,
only
right?
One of or two if my wife's home as well. How about you, Chris?
Yeah, no, I think it really does come down to attention for us too. I mean, I have three girls. I mean, my wife being the oldest, like I feel like she is in the same boat where she's battling for attention, and like I feel like that same rivalry almost. You know, carries over to the kids, like they almost feel like they need that same level of attention all the time. But I don't know, for us, I feel pretty lucky because there's a 4-year spread between 4 and a half. And so there isn't too much because I think from birth, we've always had the older one sort of play that older sister role. So her role was, like you said, Mark, was like everyone has a different role. So they're in a different time. So she gets a different bedtime because she's got more homework than you do. And when you're that age, you'll have the same. But, you know, that sort of does make it less dependent on having everything be equal and fair. You know, I think that's sort of the key for us is just really pointing out that you're in different stages.
Yeah. Rivalry is an interesting word to me too because it can tail out many different ways. And I don't know, because this is my first rodeo. Is it going to be rivalry in sports where it's like, I got a hit, he didn't get a hit? Or is it going to be supportive? Right now, we're all very supportive. We go to each other's games. We cheer each other on.
Yeah.
Or report cards. Is it going to go there? I don't know yet.
I haven't seen that with any of my kids.
All I see is the more of the he said, she said stuff in my house.
Yeah.
And what's my favorite thing is when I spy. And I've literally videotaped them from like behind the around the corner in the kitchen. And then I wait for the one that's going to come tell me. I'm like, wait, let's watch the video.
Let's see. Let's go to the tape.
Let's go to the tape. Yeah,
instant replay.
That's awesome.
And it really works because then they're like, oh, so yeah, but you didn't see what happened before you started.
It's so great. It's going to get so easy to spy on them. Like as tech goes on, they're you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna.
Well, we got a nest in the living room and the cameras. And it's not even plugged in, but we tell them it's on all the time.
Oh, that's genius, man. I'm going to get some dummy cameras.
Yes.
With a little red
blinking light.
Light on. I'm watching you.
Right.
Are you doing homework? I see you.
Well, this article, it's interesting. He definitely has a take on it. And he says a lot of it could come from the workplace, where if you're getting, say, your boss is just destroying you that week, you may bring it home and then it may go down. They say some of it can come from husband and wife friction, and the kids are acting that out, you know, as far as their temperament and their behaviors. That was the European way of saying behaviors.
Behaviors.
Nice.
Behaviors.
The U.
I don't know. So it left me with a lot to figure out to really look at ours and say, all right, well, let's see if we try that. So I like to hear different methods in the way you guys are treating it.
I mean, ultimately, I think it's just natural, right? I mean, like, I had a brother growing up, and we just always sort of competed with each other, whether it's in sports or school or grades or parents' affection. I think that it's just a natural part of having a sibling, right? So,
are you guys close?
Yeah, we're close now, but, you know, again, when we were growing up, I hated it. I hated him. No offense there, buddy. one of the 60 listeners.
Love you, man.
Could be 62 by the end
of
the By the time we release this...
But, you know, all the sports sisters that we follow are all, like, heavily, you know, competitive with each other. So I don't think it's necessarily a negative all the time either. So I think that there's definitely some good points where, like, my younger daughter's always trying to beat my older in softball or golf or wrestling on the arm wrestling or whatever it is. And, you know, I think that also is healthy for her to try to, you know, keep motivating her and doing her sports and whatnot.
Yeah, I think the one thing that bothers me the most is, like, I don't like to see the fierce face, I call it. You see it a lot in basketball. If you get around girls basketball, they have what they call the fierce face when
the zone.
When the two girls are like trying to get the ball,
jump ball
from each other,
action. So,
and we're like, look, the fierce face. But I don't like that. That's the only I don't like seeing my children be mean to each other. That's what I'm trying to. We're trying to constantly massage.
They're
and fix
only
and,
mean to each other.
Yeah, yeah.
mine are like. Everybody said they're so delightful. I said, really?
But there are days where mine just—they're so sweet to each other, and they'll bring another one a donut home if they know that that one's home, or they'll help pick up a room, or they'll build a Lego project. Like there's a lot
those
of
moments.
Good too. Yeah, so I know it's there. I know the good seeds are there. I just have to figure out how to kind of temper everything else down.
It's sweet to listen to them chat at night. They got bunk beds, and I'll listen to the older one just like. Explain things to Josie, you know, and total false things like, you know, so like she saw something in a movie or something. She's like, no. So the blue whale, it went down to the bottom of the ocean, and that is where she talked to a Poseidon. And then you know he has a pink unicorn. Pink unicorn. Poseidon rides a pink unicorn. Josie's like eating it up. She's like, oh yeah, Poseidon rides a pink unicorn.
I can finish your story because. I know the last thing they probably say at the end of the night is, what did the pirate say when he turned 80?
And they just trail
I'm
off.
I'm 80.
Yeah. They just trail off into sleep with that.
No, it is. And it's very sweet because my older will lay with my youngest, who's 3. Mm. And it's the same. And the middle will, too. But, yeah, those little
you live for those moments. You had them.
Those interludes.
Yeah, or I just go, we're going to be dead someday, and all you have is each other. That's what I say.
You know what I say? I say,
when I get mad,
having a relationship
stuff,
with your sibling is important because there's going to come a day that you're going to need somebody to help you move, and it might only be your, I'd say this to my 8-year-old, you might need your brothers to help you move someday.
More practical advice there.
A little more practical than I'm going to die in a minute.
Yeah, I don't quite go that
alone.
Dark.
Well, just to wrap it up, like this article is kind of how to nip it in the bud so it doesn't become that older relationship where they don't really so that's what my play out dream would be, is that they're all still really close and friends and talk to each other and their kids start facing, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you
have
that, because I've seen a lot of that in my life and I just like to replicate that.
Absolutely.
If we stay calm, they'll be calm. That's the mantra.
That was the article.
I agree,
right?
That was in
is
the
that
article.
A good example?
Was it?
And structure was a big deal in Yeah, structure and staying calm and kind of everything that we talked about. All right, that was a smart article by a smart person, but I think we had some smart input too. Thanks, guys.
Totally. Absolutely.
All right, guys, so this is Fastball. We'll try and keep it under the wire, 2 minutes, 30 seconds, maybe 3 minutes. But if we get onto something, let's just let it roll. This way we go through 4 topics pretty quickly, and we each can have a relatable or not relatable kind of scenario around it. Sort of current or not. But let's talk about Mother's Day. That's the big one.
Is that coming up?
Smart.
Not too far
May 13th.
I'm in trouble.
May 13th.
Doesn't Father's Day come first?
Because you know, by the time that I edit this and get it out, it'll probably be Mother's Day. What do you guys do? I was just reading articles today, like just looking for fresh ideas, fun ideas. Do you blow it out? Do you chill out? Well, what's your game plans?
They're married a long time. Yeah. I was about to give her a podcast episode, I guess, so hurry up and edit that, baby. Happy Mother's Day.
No, I probably should get on it. I usually end up, honestly, I don't know if she's going to be listening, but I end up doing the last minute all the time every year. Oh, I'll do better. Siri, help me. Huh? No.
We do. My wife and I are pretty, we do the same kind of stuff for each other. We'll just do an experience for the family. And we do a lot of staycations.
Yeah.
Because we're lucky enough to live in the Bay Area, so there's a million different little places you can go.
Yeah.
And we most likely will do an overnight. It could be something like the beach, Half Moon Bay. It could be something foothill-ish, Tahoe-ish. But we'll go, and then the kids will, you know, they usually make stuff in school. Or they'll make their own cards and stuff.
Yes.
And those are the best anyway. But we don't get too lavish. My wife doesn't want it, to be honest. She, you know, she'll take a
Mark.
Exactly. Like, I'm a walking Hallmark card. See, because Mark is part of it.
Love it.
I like it.
Hallmark.
And you know, my wife's pretty simple, you know, on that front.
What is
and
she
I'm lucky?
You don't thinking about it. Can you?
No, I love you, that. Though. All of a sudden, just still staycations. That's great.
Yeah,
we love to do staycations, but we will do. The kids will make breakfast with me, and we'll kind of do that. But a lot of times we are away, and we'll just go for an overnight. Whether it could be Japantown in the city, and we'll just go to Benihana.
There's so much.
Hey, yeah, that's what we're doing this year.
Benihana?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for the idea, man. I love that. Benihana it is.
Stay at the Kabuki.
It's already booked, man. I'm sure you can't get in.
For Mother's Day?
No, but yeah, we're lucky that way. How do you guys handle chores? What do you do? Do older kids do tougher chores? Do younger kids do medium chores? What time do they do chores? I haven't figured it out yet. I just pay them individually for tasks.
Oh, man. My kids don't.
It's pathetic, and I need to change that because now they're old enough that they can run a vacuum, that they can do this. Mm-hmm. And I'm not looking to scapegoat work on them.
Why not?
But I am.
Right?
Well, that's why I'm leaning on you guys.
Yeah. Now, we have chore charts. They don't get filled out because the kids typically don't do them. There are some, well, let's be honest. There are some core chores that I require them to do. My 8-year-old has to feed the cat, even though she doesn't remember to do it half the time. And I'm up before her and the cat's sitting there meowing at me. And I'm like, okay, I'll feed you. My son is the 11-year-old is responsible for garbage, taking garbage and recycling out to the garbage can and then down to the street on garbage day. You know, keeping the rooms clean, putting away their laundry, setting the table, simple stuff. I don't make them do house cleaning too much, other than their own stuff. You know, cleaning up toys.
Do they get an allowance?
They get nothing because it's just part of being a family.
Nice.
Now, I will say that if there's something that they want, and it's reasonable, then I'll be like, yeah, you know, I'll buy that for you. You've been doing your chores, and I haven't had to, you know, tell you 50 times to do it, and you know, so there's a little bit of that, but I prefer to not be like this is your compensation for something of just being part of a family. I mean, when I was a kid, I keep telling them I did 50 times more chores than they did, and it didn't even occur to me that I should get paid for it. I was just like, oh, okay, this is what we do.
Well, I do more when across the border, if you've been helping out all week, to your point. Because their main gigs are keeping the square of carpet in their room clean. That's it. As long as I can see the floor.
Right, start right.
Small. Yeah. And shake the sheet over your bed, make it look semi-civilized in the morning. And we enjoy, because we spend a lot of time in our kitchen, so they do take, they love setting the table now, and they love being that pours the milk.
They like it. It's right. Just, yeah. They actually, and we're failing. Let me start with that. Last night my wife just said, she's like, you know, we're those parents that just do way too much for them. We're not like, because our 8-year-old, she loves when we do give her, like, she can cook, but we do it. And I was like, hold on a second, she loves it, and it's good for them. So anyway, we're not doing very good, I think it's really good that they want to do it, and it's good for them. So we're just trying to, like, you know, we're passive parents. We've always been like, oh, just give me another hug. like you know, we're passive parents. But now as they get older, like, oh man, this is also a psychological thing, not just a, yeah, we're just entering it. Well, we're younger than, I think I'm a younger parent than all you guys. So we're just.
This is different styles.
Yeah, but we're just entering
the sock
that
game first. Yeah, though. That's probably a higher priority.
I see him bringing it back. Fair enough. Yeah, So we're just trying to be more conscious, you know, and make, you know, basically let them do what they're capable of, which is a lot.
But we do compensate over the course of a week because, in our world, we like to, you know, my little boy wants a game right now. And it's X amount of dollars. And I'm like, I'm not just going to buy it for you. You're going to save up. And if you get close and we're there, I'll make it happen. But he definitely, like, you know, because then in ours, the holidays will come and the grandparents will give them larger sums of money as gifts. And if they go blow through it, I'm like, that's it. You know, and then you're going back to the regular scenario. So we're kind of trying to figure it all out and keep that canoe going the right way down the river. What about you? You've been silent on the chore chart.
I mean, I think, you know, we're probably failing a bit too. I mean, I think, you know, we're so active in sports and stuff, and we put that at such a high priority that, like, I think maybe we give them a little bit of a pass because they've done, like, they have homework and then they have softball practice and then they're doing golf and then sure. soccer and stuff. So then I don't know, I feel like I'll do the laundry, I'll cook the breakfast, I'll do the stuff, even though they're doing this crazy computer game or my, if they're building that you could probably operate a washing machine, right? But yeah, I don't know, I think we give them a pass, but I mean they're putting in a lot of work out on the diamond and everything, so
no, I completely agree with that, and I recognize that too.
That's why we try and keep what they have to do to a minimum of time, because of homework and sports and yep. all the other extracurricular stuff. It's they're doing 10 times more than I was doing. I did 50 times more chores. Well, they're doing 10 times more as far as activities than I did.
That's the thing, you know, is like we did a lot more goofing around and doing stuff. Whereas I think now it's like there's so much
super structured
activity
yeah.
and stuff. Like they have piano lessons. I don't feel like you have time to do chores ever because you got all these other things going on.
Maybe it's not so much about the amount of time. It's just the idea that, hey, you took out the card game. You're going to put the card game away.
Being responsible for something, you know, that like the cat or the something, just being responsible for something is just important
yeah.
because like I keep telling my almost 12-year-old son, look, you spent almost 2/3 of your life living with me. I don't mean that 18 is the end of life. I mean at 18 you're going to be going off to college and you still need to learn how to like cook at least 5 or 6 meals. You got to be able to do sort your own laundry. You got to be able to be, you know, because you don't want to go to college and be like, well, what are we going to do? You know, I mean, some of us ate top ramen, but not all of us can eat top ramen. You know, it's too much sodium. And so I wanted to be able to, you know, cook and do just normal stuff because, you know, party at his house,
yeah,
right?
It doesn't have to be a ton of time to get the lesson through.
Right.
All right, let's talk about what we were talking about earlier. We kind of hinged into how kids like to help with dinner and ours, blah, blah, blah. Meals are a big deal in my house. I'm a big advocate of everybody coming in together and sitting electronic free zone. And it may not be kumbaya for too long, but at least we're down there for the opening hits, you know, the first inning or two, and then it gets crazy.
Right.
So let's talk about how the food gets there. How do you guys shop? Do you shop? Do you have a subscription service?
Dude, HelloFresh to all the way. We'll take that on the chin because it's just that convenient. By the time you... The hardest part is the mental stress.
This segment brought to you by HelloFresh and Blue Apron.
Oh, I didn't mean it. Yeah.
What is the HelloFresh, though? I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. It's just one of them, right? And they actually are kind of pissing me off.
The pre-prepped meals?
Yeah. Kind of. They throw a bunch of stuff in a box with a card and say, here you go, good luck.
It's all portioned out.
So anyway, like, all to say, by the time, like, the mental stress of thinking of what dinner is going to be, going to the store, looking for, you know, I lists in general stress me out. For me personally, by the time you think of it, you go to the store and you come home, and it's worth the money, even though it's super expensive. Those services are pretty pricey.
Is it worth it's pricier.
At this point in life, it's worth
it. I'm the complete opposite of that.
So my wife and I have both are full-time.
Yeah.
Working, so I don't know if
well, now
you
that
a
I'm,
job or
well, no, well, that, now that you bring that up, man. When I was working, I was doing the grocery shopping and doing the cooking and meal prep and planning and all that. And now that I'm at home, it really all it's done is give me a larger palette to paint with in terms of foods that I cook. Now I'll make my own sausage. I'll make my own sauces. I'll make my own, you know, I'll like, okay, I really feel like having, you know, Thai food tonight. And then I'll figure out how to make coconut rice and I'll figure out how to make the peanut sauce and I'll figure out how to do all that stuff. So I do primarily almost all the shopping and I do almost all the cooking. And I tried the whole Blue Apron thing. Mm-hmm. I just found it to be less organic for me in terms of I don't cook to recipe all the time. I like to wing it sometimes, and those meal cards stressed me out. Like, you know, I find it easier to just cook. Last night I made homemade barbecue sauce just because I didn't have barbecue sauce, and I'm not buying store bought stuff anymore. So I'll make my own bulgogi sauce, or I'll make my own.
So you don't make your own sauce?
I do. I make my own. No, I. You know what? I haven't ventured into that. That's a lot of work.
I was excited. I saw you in this apron.
I might get some casings. You might
grind it out.
Get
the pig gut.
Don't tempt me.
I'll flip, but I'll take. I'll take Ben's side of the equation a little bit more. But let me rewind. When I was a kid, my highlight of the week was going food shopping with my mom. Yeah, I loved hanging out in the food store. I loved having the cart full. I loved being able to pick out my stuff.
Oh, my gosh. She must have let you have sugar cereal then.
Yeah, you can choose the
cereal. Sugar cereal.
Anything that's just you and them. Anything, right?
Yeah, it was fabulous. So I have great memories of that. Now, to your point, we didn't want to be imaginative anymore. We didn't want to put it this, the recipes would stress me out. I want Thai chicken, lemongrass curry. I didn't want to
that was one
figure
kid,
that out.
Three kids deep, forget it.
So we dove into lemongrass. The subscription service. We do it 3 nights a week. And then but we like to do that. And the kids take the little rolls of slicing and dicing and cooking, you know, all the tiny stuff they can do. And then I'll do the overall shopping, and that's the patchwork to get us through. Or if, like, with Blue Apron, I'll get, like, extra chicken if I know it's a chicken-oriented thing because the kids love chicken. And to the other side of your point, I will just pull out ingredients that we don't think are too kid-friendly. But what I love about it is that they're trying a very diverse group of foods
that you'd never
and
think
they might
of.
Not eat it all.
Yeah, I got
it. That's okay. But I'm not going to make lamb kebabs with frika and Moroccan spiced soup.
Oh, that's true.
You know, whereas they're at least trying that world, and you know they're doing all this stuff. And then Monday is usually an easy night because it's after the weekend, and we're all just kind of dialing into the week. So it's always usually something pretty light and airy. But that's our system.
So our nanny does the HelloFresh.
Nice.
I'm just kidding.
We don't yeah, I mean, we keep it pretty old school. I mean, we go to Safeway and buying groceries.
Safeway.
But you know what my wife does now, though, is that I'll be watching TV and the doorbell will ring and some lady will be bringing our groceries from Safeway to the house.
Which yeah. I did Webvan back when Webvan was around, and I had my first child. Man, I'll tell you what, I was big Webvan fan.
But then someone else is picking out all your fruit and everything.
Because they were picking out the fruits and vegetables right from the produce at like the docks, everything that came was so fresh and perfect. Now, though, I'll go to Estadio Produce for my asparagus. I'll go to Trader Joe's for certain things. I'll go to the Mexican market to get certain spices and chips. I have a cadre of stores
that
I'll
hit. Getting insane. Like you... this is a whole other thing, but you can go online. Jeez. Yeah, that's exhausting.
I'm coming here.
Anyway, let's go on to the reality of us. But you can go, you know, you've seen it. You can go to Amazon now and have food at your door within an hour from Whole Foods or Safeway or wherever. Whole Foods, I think. But
Safeway, too, delivers like ours does.
But
there's the Costco tipping point, which we're probably all to, right? Costco is going to save a lot of money, right?
Who's there today?
I got
Costco. Tubs of hummus, $6.99.
Man. It's tub time.
You could have a conveyor belt just with hummus flowing.
Yeah, totally.
My kids would just have a spoon.
And at some point, you got to get that extra freezer, which, of course, they sell at Costco.
Exactly.
All right, gentlemen. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Pressure's on.
Are they ready?
Good luck. It's time for Parent Quiz.
I'm talking way too much.
We've had some successes. We've had some failures in this genre. We tap into questions either from games or articles or lists or whatever, but usually a semi-credible source. So let's go to, just randomly, I pulled this from a game called Beat the Parents, which is very fun, by the way. If you, there's a junior version and there's a regular version, but they're both very fun if you're looking for games. Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, and Slytherin are three Hogwarts houses in the Harry Potter world. Which is the fourth? Is it Slytherin, House of Quidditch, or Gryffindor?
Gryffindor.
Gryffindor. Gryffindor. Come on. That's not even multiple choice worthy.
Have your kids watched Harry Potter?
I was going to say,
we're deep in the Harry Potter world.
Kids? Are you kidding me?
We're deep
in it. That was my wife and I's first thing. It's like we read all the books together. We could have read anything. So it was like when we met in Amsterdam. It was like, read me another chapter, my love of Cosmo. Didn't matter. But we read all the, yeah, so Gryffindor.
Well, that is correct. I'm glad we started with a softball. Everybody acquires 1 point with that answer. Yes, it's Gryffindor. I tried to be clever.
Keeping the bar low.
I kind of liked Harry Potter, but I was never as hardcore into it. Whereas I know children that are... Our thing with... Anyway, that's another topic. With Kira, it was like, let's not, you know, I don't want you to watch it until you've read it.
Yep.
Because
it got darker and darker, too.
That would yes, they do. Just like most of the stuff. But. All right. So that's question number one. Question number two, one of the biggest fads, crazes right now is slime. Everywhere. Kids are creating it. There's videos online that are making millions of hits.
Oh, again, it's back. Right?
There's actually a slime tour going out where some of the key YouTube people that have millions of hits every week showing you how to make different slimes are selling out venues. It's crazy.
Wow.
Silly. The key ingredient in slime is known as the blank. Is it the agitator, the eliminator, or the activator?
Activator.
This is per YouTube videos and my Martha Stewart-esque slime maker at home.
He said activator. That'd be the obvious answer.
I'll go agitator
I'm
then.
I'm going to say agitator.
Are you going to say agitator?
I am. All right, I think we'll
activator, agitator, or eliminator. The correct answer is activator.
Hey now.
The obvious one.
Yes, activator.
My daughter makes slime, so I'm
aware.
See,
you cheated.
I didn't know.
That's not cheating.
That's not cheating. That's just.
Is it parenting?
Boric acid? My daughter's one, as I've stated. The 8-year-old if you went in there, you would think Breaking Bad. Was being shot in the corner.
Totally.
What is that tub over there?
Why is that 9-gallon glue thing here?
Activator.
Which is what? Birthday parties with a slime theme, and then she'll ask the child, like, hey, can I have all that extra? And sparkles and sizzle. I mean, it's crazy.
You got to make it disappear. That's one of those things that needs to disappear after a few days. Like, where's my slime? Oh, well, next thing.
Oh, and it does.
Dude, we make stuff disappear every day.
Yeah. Very rarely do I get busted. My 3-year-old's the one that will find, like...
Oh, yeah. Digging through the trash.
A girl in the trash, an arm, and... Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the name of the vacuum cleaner in the movie Mr. Mom? What is the name of the vacuum cleaner in the movie
Mr. Mom? Is this multiple choice?
Trivia there.
Yes.
This one I will need a multiple choice.
Is it the shark, the Wooby, Jaws... or Tank? Shark, Wooby, Jaws, or Tank? You remember Michael Keaton?
Tank.
Had a tough time handling this Jaws. Famous vacuum cleaner.
Tank.
Going Tank, you're going
Shark. Jaws.
Been right back in the game with the answer of Jaws. Also a novel by Peter Benchley made famous in the 1970s.
I had this very vague memory of the...
Yes.
That's like, good pull.
In the hallway.
I cheated. I watched the movie. I cheated.
It was
20 years ago. 25 years ago.
It just happened to be on Freeform the other day, and I caught it again. It was Never Fade the Baby Chili.
It's the best half step in music.
Yes.
But
all right. This is an interesting one. Caught me off guard, but my daughter didn't agree, but here's how it goes. According to the website How Stuff Works, they laid out the top 10 kid foods. Which was number one? Hot dogs, spaghetti, grilled cheese, tacos, or chicken noodle soup? Which was the number one kid food according to the website How Stuff Works?
We all exhaled deeply.
I'm going spaghetti.
I thought spaghetti was my first choice.
I'm going spaghetti.
I'm going to have to go with... Ooh, that's a tough one. Tacos always a
good... I'm not sure what the criterion was, but...
Spaghetti
is the old classic list.
Hot dogs is also... What's the third one?
Grilled cheese.
I'm going grilled cheese.
Okay.
And you said?
That's a spaghetti.
I'm grilled cheese. I waited for them.
Oh, really?
It's grilled cheese.
I'm sorry to inform you, gentlemen. According...
Is it tacos?
Hot dogs.
According... Tacos would be my house.
Yeah, mine too.
Who are these children?
Chicken noodle soup.
Of course.
Get the
no way.
I kid Wait. You not. I will send you
what
the
country
link.
Is this from?
I will send you the this wherever not, how stuff works is created.
This is it's, not it's Midwest.
I think that's
it's
Russia.
Midwest, dude.
It's,
they don't
it's
have
probably like
cheese.
Chicago.
Yeah, it's Chicago or
the
Russia.
Philippines, I believe.
It's either Siberia or Chicago. I don't know. It's not California kids.
Crying. All right, well, great job, guys. I don't think we have a clear winner here, but the prize was, once again, a subscription to Southern Living Magazine.
Hey. Oh, jeez.
So you'll be receiving that in your mailboxes soon. Great job on the parent quiz.
I think Mark won that.
Give yourself a nice round of applause. And with the parent quiz, that concludes this week's episode.
Hey, episode three.
Episode three.
In the can, as it were.
Thanks, everybody. We want to thank all the great parents out there online and on Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff. And thanks for following us. We got a lot of likes on Facebook, which is very exciting. We had a lot of listens on our very first episode. All really great stuff. We are at Dad Timeout Show on Twitter, and we are Dad Timeout Show on Facebook, and I believe we're even getting the hoity-toity and fired up one of them
Instagram.
Oh yeah, what's up?
What pictures are we going to put of ourselves?
So it's all, I hope not. It's all coming shortly, but thank you so much for listening. You could be anywhere in the world, and you're listening to us, and we appreciate that. Have a good week, everybody.
Peace.
Thank you. See you around soon. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Dad Timeout Show. We're out of here. We've been listening to you talk for an hour.
My turn! Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to our Time Out Show. And we're out of here.